Welcome to Let's Therapy, where we get real and raw about your mental health, faith, and blended family. We're your hosts, counselors Scott and Vanessa Martindale. Now let's therapy. Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Therapy. We are your hosts, Scott and Vanessa Martindale, counselors and all around blended family.
Yes.
You know, there's probably a word that we can use that's...
We are a walking party. We're really of 10 because there are six of us humans, and then we have four-legged creatures.
It's never a dull moment around our house.
Oh, no.
Which kind of feeds into this topic we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about emotional regulation.
Yes.
And whether it's your stepchildren or your children, I think there's some both here. But we all have been in those situations where you've faced an emotional response from your children that's like, okay, that was a little over the top.
Yeah.
And so how do you deal with that and how do you go about it? Did they learn that from you?
Yep.
Well, that's stepping on some toes.
Mm.
Or is that something that maybe they're learning from, you know, maybe the co-parent being at the other house or the way people are dealing with problems there? So we're going to teach you maybe how to approach that.
Yeah.
Without just losing your ever-loving mind is basically where I want to go with this.
Yeah.
So, and we deal with that not only from our biological children, but also our stepchildren.
Yeah.
So, one thing that I want to point out right from the start is please understand that your children are all different. And just because one responds one way and another responds another way doesn't mean you can universally create a response that everybody's going to accept.
Right. Well, I mean, it's because God created everybody unique. You know, they're beautifully unique in their own way. He doesn't make copycats. It's how do they receive information?
Mm-hmm.
How do they give love? How do they give affection? Mm-hmm. How do they give information? You know, what is their way of communicating to you? And there's so many different forms of communication, right? You have communication through words. You have communication through facial expressions. Mm-hmm. You have communication through body language. And you have communication through silence. There's so many different ways that you can read your children, but you can also see what they're saying, even if they're not saying it.
Well, and I'm just thinking about, you know, even our own kids. So, you know, one of our middle little kid, Gray, he's unique.
He's a very unique character, for
sure. He is. And one of the things that, you know, that I observe is he has trouble kind of regulating how his emotions feel.
Right.
And he's 8. So you guys kind of put your kids in this age group. And you can respond aggressively.
Right.
You can respond through, you know, like I remember seeing him got so angry, like he tears up.
Yeah.
And also he doesn't like public feedback. Like
right.
It's hard to discipline him in a crowd.
Right.
He is much better when we kind of take him one-on-one and kind of sit down and say, hey, let's take a breath and let's just breathe through this.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder kind of why they have a hard time processing these emotions. It's because they have a lot of them.
Yeah.
They have a lot of them and not everybody has those tools just yet.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, a lot of them haven't developed the mindset or the really emotional intelligence. You hear that word a lot. You know, they don't know how to process. No one really teaches us how to process our emotions. It's something that we learn. And with time, it's also something that we learn with the Holy Spirit as well. As we get older and we mature in our faith, you know, sitting with the Holy Spirit and asking for his perspective, asking for him to show us, you know, why am I feeling this way? Or, hey, this is what I am feeling. What is this root to? You know, where did this come from? And as your children grow and mature, we can give them the practical tools that we're going to talk about, but it's also the spiritual tools as well that, hey, when you're feeling angry, let's go to what scripture says in the Bible when it talks about peace and when it talks about rest, you know, calling on the Holy Spirit for those things, you know, and when we have the Holy Spirit in us, you know, we have those fruits, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And so, you know, it's giving them the practical, but also the spiritual, you know, as they grow and they begin to understand what emotions are and how they can regulate them in a healthy way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the first thing that kind of goes is building trust and building rapport. So building what I would consider kind of a safe space.
Yeah.
And that's just creating moments where you are connecting with them. And so they can feel safe in expressing emotions. It's really easy to recognize a dysfunctional emotional person.
Yes.
Or emotional child. You just see that as a natural, like, that isn't the normal response. So it's easy to identify. The second part of that is saying, okay, because this is really an unhealthy response, let me take time to build a little more trust with this person. Let me spend a little more time with them. Let me build rapport with them. Let me ask them, maybe in a calm period of time, like, hey, do you remember when you responded this way? Like, can you walk me through this? Mm-hmm. But just building a sense of acceptance, because nobody wants to feel rejected.
Right.
So building a sense of acceptance of saying, hey, I'm not rejecting you because of this. I just want to understand it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good.
Yeah. And the other thing is validating. You don't want to validate necessarily the disruptive action or the disruptive behavior, but you do want to validate the concept of, hey, I understand you were probably frustrated here, or you may have been angry here. Were you feeling that? Is that what you were feeling?
Yeah.
Because I just want to understand that if that's what you reacted, then I need to understand what you were feeling in that moment and have them tell you a story, talk to you about kind of how they were processing that in that moment.
No, that's good. Yeah. And I think whenever you can, you know, you can get on their level, you know, if we're using our son as an example, you know, he's 8 years old. It's, you know, hey, why did we not have a good day today? Well, I was frustrated that, you know, the substitute teacher made me do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can understand that that's frustrating. That was a lot of stuff going on at this time. And, you know, just talking through, like, you know, I can see how that could be frustrating to you, you know, but like, what is a better way that we could have responded in that situation? In your frustration, you could have gone up to the teacher and said XYZ or done this versus, you know, what they did do that ended in a negative result or kind of like a maladaptive behavior.
Yeah. And I can see, you know, if you're listening to this, and obviously majority of our listeners are blended families, the one thing I want to point out is don't go to the go-to of like, well, it's because, you know, he lives in two different houses or because of the divorce. Some people just naturally have a deposition of unhealthy emotional responses. They just do. So don't go to the go-to. Make sure that you're spending time with that child and saying, hey, what's really going on here? When they're younger, you can have those real simple conversations. If you're dealing with teenagers and you're dealing with maybe even adult children, it's sometimes harder because they have a little bit of emotional intelligence, but like enough to be dangerous.
Yeah.
Like they don't really know how to put emotions into healthy categories or unhealthy categories because sometimes they feel like they're bulletproof. They're just like, hey, I can't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
So connecting with them, validating their feelings, making sure it's a safe place. But also, I would say this too. Model emotional intelligence, model
yes.
good emotional responses.
Yes.
Remember, your kids are learning from you. And so if they see you and dad getting in an argument and your response is, you know, to walk off or to scream or to yell, they're taking notice of this.
Yeah.
So are you modeling good emotional responses even in your own marriage that can demonstrate that to your children?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're a reflection, you know, our children a lot of times are a reflection of us and, you know, the things that we say, the things that we do. And again, they're learning from us. And so, you know, we want to model what Christ-like behavior is. And, you know, there will be times when we're frustrated or when we get angry and they see that, you know? And so, you know, I think also lowering expectations. We talk about expectations a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also provide a safe space. You know, kids are a bundle of energy and emotions. So are they getting them out in a safe way? You know, I know kids, you know, a lot of kids love video games. A lot of teenagers love isolation.
Mm-hmm.
We want to encourage positive outlets. So a lot of that means, one, you know, what are they eating? Are they eating the right foods? Are
yeah.
they getting regular medical checkups? Is there anything wrong with them biologically? Maybe they suffer from ADHD or ADD, or maybe they have some kind of, you know, hormone deficiency, or they're not dealing with things medically correct. So we want to make sure that we have regular pediatric visits, make sure there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
But also encouraging them to get out and play. Encouraging healthy friendships.
Yeah.
man alive, that's such an important factor of being so intentional as parents that we give them healthy friendships. And that means it's going to cut into our time. You know, we may have to arrange that play date or arrange that time when they can maybe even spend a little extra time with their other parent. You know, it's just like you're wanting to create healthy outlets that say, hey, don't hold emotions in if you're, you know, maybe you're in a season where you're like, I'm really missing mom or I'm really missing dad. So provide those healthy outlets to say, hey, let's do a FaceTime call tonight.
Yeah.
So you're looking at ways that say, hey, how do we release pressure? How do we release things to our children so that they can, you know, have a positive experience, but also process negative emotions?
Well, and I think a part of having that positive experience is you give them a voice, right? So you can collaborate on solutions together. I know one thing with our kiddos, it's like, they're old enough now that if they do something wrong, it's like, okay, I always want to get their perspective. Well, you knew that this was wrong. You're explaining to me why you did it. You're explaining to me that you know that it's wrong. Like, what punishment do you think you deserve for that? You know, and getting their feedback of how hard they think it is. I know we've gotten some before like, well, I mean, that's a little extreme, but, you know, and then others were like, okay, that's not hard enough. But getting their feedback on that, you know, and collaborating with them to come to solutions or come to an agreement on, you know, strategies that will better help them and focusing on, you know, what works best for them. Again, each child is so different. What disciplines and what thing and cope, you know, healthy coping mechanisms may work for one child may not work for the other. So that's where it takes a partnership with your children and bonus children to say, hey, we are for you. We want to work with you, not against you. And how can we make this better for you?
Yeah. With all that being said and all the things that you can do, I also want to bring this back to There should be clear expectations set.
Sure.
So discipline, especially in blended families, gets this, in a lot of cases, it gets a pass.
Yeah.
And you tolerate unhealthy behaviors and behavioral responses simply because of either, one, maybe you feel guilt. Two, maybe you don't have a healthy co-parenting relationship and, you know, you're like, oh, I can't fight this because over there, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But you need to run your house and set expectations that say this is right and this is wrong. There's a consequence for wrong, and sometimes there's a reward for right. But setting clear expectations that say, hey, we don't respond this way. We don't hit your brothers. We don't hit your sisters. We don't hit mom or dad. We don't
speak negatively.
We don't use those, you know, potty words are a thing in our house right now. So we're learning how to, like, navigate, like, what are potty words and what do we don't say? Because our kids hear things and then they say them and we're like,
where did that come from?
What did you just say? And so we're learning to navigate that, learning to navigate what they watch, what they, you know, even what they read.
Yeah.
But we're setting those expectations that say, hey, we're setting a godly expectation for our house and we're going to hold to that. And we're not going to make just a sacrifice to say, okay, you can do that because you want to do that. So we're setting clear expectations. And then we're being consistent and we're also being patient. So consistency is we want to do the same things over and over again. Kids thrive in areas of structure. So provide that structure to them. Provide the concept that, hey, we're modeling good emotional responses as a marriage, but we're also being consistent in what we require from our kids and what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah.
And we're consistently saying the same message. And parents and co-parents, parents and step-parents, be on the same page.
Yeah.
So set that communication between the two of you and say, hey, this is what we're going to teach and this is what we're going to model so that our kids have a consistent avenue.
Oh, that's so good, babe.
Yeah. Last thing I want to point out is this. Don't be scared to go to counseling.
Yeah.
So your school probably has counseling resources, not enough to have consistent, regular meetings with your children. But if you're seeing emotional responses that are not healthy, first thing is talk to your school counselor saying, hey, can you meet with them a couple of times? Can you talk with them? Can you provide a neutral voice? Kind of give me a report on what you're finding. And if you guys find together that, hey, maybe regular counseling is something we need to move forward with, then find a good counselor. Maybe it's play therapy. Maybe it's just a safe place that they can go and just have a voice and work through some of the emotional things that are going on in their minds. But provide them an outlet that's maybe a neutral outlet and stay consistent with that. Stay committed to that path. We have found that kids in our counseling center 7, kids are our number one client here. And so we know kids are dealing with so many pressures that some you don't even have a clue about. So social media, pressures of doing drugs or smoking, you know, this or vaping that. We know that kids are dealing with these pressures and they're having a hard time regulating their emotions.
Yeah.
So find the consistency of a great counselor. Find the consistency of a great church.
Yes.
Good youth group. Put them around the right they. Get them healthy friends.
Yes.
These are things you can be very intentional about that's going to aid your children in just developing emotionally so you don't see these emotional outbreaks that are completely unhealthy that teach them extremely unhealthy behaviors that they're going to carry on in adulthood.
Yeah.
So good. Guys, hope you've enjoyed this episode. Again, if you're having issues with children, don't be silent. Be a proactive parent or co-parent or step-parent and try to make something different in your family. So love that you guys were here. Can't wait to be with you next week. You guys have a wonderful day.
Be blessed in all that you do.